Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I understand. It's got a recording.
So before you vote, listen to the devil's instructions and the voting procedure for the RP.
They've all voted already.
Pause before you turn your ballot in. Excuse me for a second. Mr. Wenger. The devil is going to get his instructions on the SPD voting in this situation.
Place the number one next to your most preferred candidate name. Place the number two, if you desire to rank a second candidate, next to your second choice candidate name. And so on.
Could you spell the names of the candidates?
Oh, come on.
No, I can't.
Tom, I'd like to get out of here.
And it's the most unusual name, and her first name is A-N-K-I-N-E. The last name is more difficult to spell.
And can I just...
I would like to pronounce my name because it was mispronounced for us.
No.
I'm going to withdraw my candidate.
Anybody else?
Mike Lawrence. Elena, did you ask for it? Because it weren't here.
Yes.
Okay, I need to.
I'm sorry, Brenda, John Wenger, and Lauren. Anybody else? Going once, going twice.
Ready for ballot?
Yeah, ballot time.
Okay, so now we can make noise again when the ballot's going on.
Yes. Well, I prefer that you didn't, but if you really
have
Governor, okay? Yeah. This is for governor. Same rules apply. There are three candidates and two seats. You can take your preference numerically, but you can go to three of your
issues. Technology is more than it.
Please don't confuse your ballots with anything you had previously.
We won't do all of that tonight, but it was good.
Oh, not old again. No, I have not been to make
the whole
No, I just met it. So I'm trying to make a motion either after we get finished.
14 ballots. Two seats. By my calculation, threshold is 5. And so, what's this office? Programming.
Governor.
And the candidates.
Three
candidates.
Medina,
Wenger, and Reyes.
Okay, Medina.
Wenger, and Reyes. For two offices. Yeah. Okay, going through
the ballots. How many ballots do you have?
He has 14.
First vote, John.
Fourth official.
John. Don't touch him, actually. Brenda. Just confirm my first question. John. Brenda.
It's fine, yeah.
Lawrence. John. John. Dawn?
Yes.
Lauren? Brenda? 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 Lauren? John Wenger has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 votes, which is above threshold. Brenda has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 votes, which is at threshold. And Lawrence has 1, 2, 3 votes. Brenda and John are elected.
Audit committee, we can consult nominations for the audit committee. No, I'm not going to talk. Here's a question. Does somebody have to be present on that?
There's a
check.
No,
I don't think so. I mean, some nominations are present, but
why nominate Fred Clendon?
Well, any other nominations?
I'll self-nominate myself since I've already had experience on it.
And Fred Clendon doesn't want to serve, and we can look at it again. So,
did he ask to be nominated?
No.
I'm just saying that if he declines subsequently, if he declines subsequently, we can have another election.
Does anybody else
want to
be on it?
I asked.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody else did.
Okay.
Okay, technology.
Just occupy explanation.
Yeah.
So we're not going to have an election?
We're not having an election. There are only two nominations and one is hidden. So.
So we may come back to
it. Yes, that's what I said. If we decline the nomination, we'll come back to it and see if somebody else wants to go. Technology.
I'd like to self-nominate myself again. I served on technology last year, and I made all the phone conference meetings that never achieved quorum.
I'd like to nominate Ali Lex. I know he wants to serve on that committee.
Yep.
Oh, it can't be. Duh, I forgot. Okay, Don Wayne. Okay, Don Wayne. I'll nominate Don Wayne.
I'm nominating myself.
Technology?
Yes.
I call the close of the nomination.
Okay, so they can close. And then if somebody just needs to vote.
Blair? Wenger?
No.
Lawrence? Technology.
So repeat the candidates, please.
Blair, Wenger, Novick. In order of nomination.
Not a lottery ticket, Jim.
Is everybody really marking their balance?
No, you're not
nominated. Yeah, okay, you're going to go ahead.
Trying to dig through it.
Okay.
You get Chuck Anderson.
Don Winger? No. This is Fred. One next to Fred Blair.
Yeah.
Fred Blair. Michael Novick. Fred Blair. Michael Novick. Fred Blair. Michael Novick.
Fred Blair has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Don Winger has 1. Michael Novick has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Michael Novick, Fred Blair are elected.
I would like to suggest, going forward, if people decide that, these committees aren't what they thought they were and they're not going to show up, that they withdraw and let somebody who did want to be on them, especially in these contested elections, replace them.
Bring it to the LSC and request a replacement.
Can I have a point of information?
Yeah.
Well, we discussed this during the governance committee in regards to outlining PMB committee absences.
Mm-hmm.
And at least in our committee, if you're not on the call or you don't email us with 3 times, you're kicked off the committee.
Which committee is
this? The governance committee?
The PMB governance committee.
From last year.
Yeah, so.
And I mean, we are really going to address this issue at the PMB level because we understand you've got this problem.
Sure. I'll just say that I don't think I missed any of the committees that were on last year.
Thank you.
So I said on Friday night,
I'll come back. Excellent to be elected on
committee. I just had a quick question for all the committees. These are only 12 members.
Yeah, that's right. These are general fund committees.
Okay.
Yeah. Elections committee. Except for the committee in groups of decisions. At 5 local meetings. Election committee, 2 seats open. Self nomination.
No rush.
Everybody rush out.
Yes, I am self nominating. I've been on it. I want to continue.
Yeah. I nominate Monty.
Now, I respectfully thank the Lord, but I'd like to decline because it really requires, I'd like to nominate Fred Blair. I think we need a statistical person in who likes the number crunch at this point. I've made all my points about things going off in a timely manner, so I really appreciate the vote of confidence. But I don't think I have the talent for it at this point.
Margie, I accept.
Thank you.
I have extensive background in the entire election process.
I've actually
worked it at the station level for about five or six different elections.
So only two nominations and they're therefore acclamation. Committee of Inclusion and Director member. This is the only one who are electing a director from that station.
I nominate Lydia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Not here to step, but it's on the same principle that she's a client.
Sure.
I have to look at it again.
Yeah.
Committee of Inclusion LSD members.
Did you close nominations
for
the
director
menu?
Yeah,
we only
have four.
Oh, you have director.
Yeah, I agree. Rodrigo, you're self nominating for as an LSB member?
I'll do it.
Ariana? I'm going to declare. Okay, there's three self nominations. Anybody else? Okay, so by affirmation again.
Very nice.
Any further nominations? Thank you. The volunteer assignment for the Archives Task Force with the understanding that it might be dissolved at point needless. Anybody want to volunteer for that?
The
Archives Task Force.
Yes. But the affiliates, on the other hand, is a robust
community. Yeah. I've been on the field for the last 2 years. I don't really think I'm going to continue. And I mean, I still can or not because it's not, there's no. We have an affiliate program
that has a manager, and we meet with her and other members of the committee and try and figure out how we can help the affiliate program. It's kind of loose. They're working on doing a survey to send out to the affiliate stations to find out what they want, what they need, how we can help them. But it's actually one of the more interesting program of Pacifica, and it does generate some income, and it's a good resource for us, for them. Well, also, people don't know about this, Michael, and it is an important part of what Pacifica does.
Probably
between 130 and 150 around the country. These are smaller to very small stations that pay a sliding scale to access all the programs from around the network, and they have programs that they offer. Whatever. I mean, it's a very good network of independent
stations
out there.
All right, so any other volunteers for the affiliate
platform?
Okay, we're almost at 10 o'clock.
Would everybody please have for just a minute to put this stuff away? It'd be so much better to think about life than it.
Thank you.
I'm going to be nice to put it in. Just thank you very much for the time you're talking about.
If it's possible, it's okay with the listeners, that we can have you do some of the committee reports.
I have the same notion. If the listeners don't mind, could we please have a committee report? Unless they're just plugging into the room to look to say things. If they are, they should speak, but if they're willing to let us do a little work, then that would be great.
Any additional listeners coming?
At this point or later?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If I may, I think it would be perfect for someone to listen to comments, but the 7.5 minutes was allocated, which will bring us 10 p.m. The agenda calls for 194 minutes, which is close to a quarter after 10. The agenda was not amended. I think there's something we'll fix the agenda and see what they can do to get us in that problem.
Okay, any additional listeners on this right now?
There we go.
Just briefly, on the panel, there's a confusion that's been going on for quite a while between the formation and the maintenance of the CAS and the actual output. And as far as the output means, it records and so on, that is the job of the CAS itself, but the formation of it and its maintenance requires and should have and hasn't had in the past the assistance of the board itself and management. And people can't just suddenly declare themselves with a gas, and then gas. So the distinction needs to be made. At this point, the cab is in a formative period. It is not formed fully. It does not have elected officers. There was a nomination. I know there's some controversy about this, but I was at the meeting, and that's what I want to say is the case. So it's an informative stage, and it needs the assistance of this board, as it has had occasionally in the past, but not continuously, unfortunately, which is one of the reasons it hasn't functioned well in past years. It needs the continuous aid of the good board and management to function, but not interfering in its actual work once it's formed. I want to make that point strongly, and I'll defend it if anybody wants to assail it at any point. Also, on the strategic plan thing, I want to point out it would be good, and that's an understatement, if there were a strategic planning process at the national level, perhaps there is, and that these are in some concert. I don't mean stamp identically, so we don't go, we've spent a lot of time, energy, and effort ending up in different directions and so on. So some coordination is important, but this is an important area indeed. It needs to be worked on in each station as well as nationally. Simon?
Yes.
Sure.
I agree in general with what Kizil said, but in addition, the CAB, the Community Advisory and Court, is taken very seriously by the FCC in terms of kind of CBD, in terms of awarding grants to individual stations. So it does affect the bottom line, and the money is coming into the station. Be aware of that and participate and help it happen, because it does affect the station and the budget of every station, each station. And there should be, I think, a national effort to spur the formation and the function of community advisory boards at every station. It's a weak point and has been over the history of Pacifica and at every station.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Bill Burt, some comments. We're moving on to the governing committee report. Ben Wenger.
We've got a bunch of motions scheduled here. I think that since Eisenberg is not here to vote for his motion or even speak for it, I think I'll skip that for now and move to the motion B, the committee advanced scheduling motion.
That motion belongs to the body of governor.
Sure, if you want to do it, that's fine.
And, you know, we already wanted to report out of it, so we can hold on.
Okay, that motion is, from Eisenberg, the general manager shall investigate John Crumshoe's relationship to UCLA, its effect on his program, and explain why nothing was done when Eisenberg brought the issue to management, specifically to interim program director Alan Minsky.
I'm going to table.
I would second that.
I would entertain a motion to table.
I'm going to table it.
Look, play a question. Table or postpone, because tabling would take a higher vote to get it back off the table. When the motion starts on its own.
I'm
simply saying postpone it and table it or two different items, so.
I move to postpone whichever you're going to vote for.
I move to table it. I think it's outrageous.
No, the motion on the floor is just putting the motion on the phone. Was it seconded?
I didn't touch it.
I'll
second the
table instruction.
Point of information, what was the vote at the last meeting on this? It came up, and
It was 5-1-1.
That's fine, but I don't recall what it is.
I think it was 5-1-1 or
5-2-0.
5-2-0.
What?
To pass it to governance.
For governance to pass it and bring it to this body.
No. She's saying that it was brought up at a previous meeting.
It was the last LSC.
But we never got to vote on it.
Okay. Yeah, we did.
I'm sorry, you're right. I got confused. What's brought up at the LSC?
As I recall, I moved to put it into executive session and it involved potentially personnel issues that I would refer to the secretary to see exactly. It did get brought up at the LSC.
Yeah.
Which month?
Bearing on other programs as well also came up at that meeting, and that advice was being had from our FCC council regarding.
I support the motion to table.
But I'm not sure it's up with. I mean, I think.
Wait, can we have water here,
Mr.
please?
Mr. Secretary is all we need to hear from, I think.
So what's the January meeting?
Right? I believe so.
At the very end.
Is that one of the one before?
No, that would be something.
I thought it was December because we did the election B&B in January. It's a December meeting, I think.
Sorry, we're going to spend 15 minutes talking about it, not getting a word out.
There you go.
We're going to spend 15 minutes talking about David's motion.
Right.
We're not
going
to get the motion's passed.
A point of information. Mr. Wenger made a motion to postpone. It wasn't seconded. I made a motion to table, and Brent and Marty seconded, and Lawrence seconded.
Okay, so any opposition to tabling the motion?
Yeah.
Being on his table, we can deal with that question.
We can come back to it.
Please proceed to the next item of business.
Right.
Page 2 of the December minutes.
Is that all committees shall schedule and notice for meetings 3 or more months in advance for ease of scheduling and public participation. It's passed unanimously. We just need to get our things noticed and scheduled so that everybody can come. I strongly in favor of it.
The motion is Mr. McGuire, second. This is the committee motion.
Yes.
I fully support that, and I go one step further, which is as soon as the PMB gets its schedule set at the end of this month or the year, I highly recommend to all committees to schedule your life for the entire year, so you know exactly where you need to be the whole year long. It's so much easier.
Yes.
I'll speak to this. I don't think this was recorded right in the minute, so about the Lenny motion. But still the minutes may not be correct.
Okay.
And then, you know, another
doesn't
issue.
Matter. You're out of order.
I raised my hand. I said I wanted to speak.
You're out of
to
order.
I'm speaking on that, and now I'm going to speak to this.
Sorry,
now,
you're out of order.
Sure. Oh, shut up.
Not your job.
That's
okay.
So late. I don't think that I can schedule the finance committee 3 or 4 months in ahead because I don't know if I'm going to want to have a daytime meeting 3 months ahead or not. So it depends on what happens. I'm willing to schedule a month ahead, maybe 2 months ahead, but I'm not going to be down to 3 or 4 months ahead because things come up and they change.
Can always be
changed. Well, what I did was before me, and I've spoken. Maybe you want to set this up. I propose a motion because the listeners have a hard time coming to a lot of the meetings and are discouraged from participating. And if your intention, Tim, is to eliminate public participation and only have it for people who can have unlimited time to meet, then that's very unfair of the rest of the listeners. So you could potentially work on doing 3 months, at least in a whole year, the way that someone has said. 3 months to at least give people enough time to either make time out of their schedule to make one of those meetings.
I just want a point of information. I noticed my meetings ahead of everybody else's committee on this, including the LSB, especially the LSB last year, Brenda. So to even imply that I was like cheating listeners out of showing up for my meeting is really offensive. Okay.
I'll make it very brief. I'm not advocating to change this motion, but picking a day of the week and a week of the month is the system we work out on the national level. Whether it's the first Monday or the second Thursday, it is a way to structure your scheduled life. And in this many meetings in an organization like this, and it's very functional, one can always schedule extra special meetings as well. And one can always change those meetings sufficiently in advance of their scheduled time. So if one has scheduled for the entire year and decides next month I want to change it, you can change it.
Okay, well, under that, I've already accepted, like, I mean, kind of.
Chair, order, please.
Order,
please. Excuse me, Chair, you weren't recognized, so please don't cross us. The motion can be restated, please.
Sure.
And let's call it.
That all committees shall schedule and notice their meetings 3 or more months often in advance for ease of scheduling and public participation.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carried.
We're not really against it.
No, I see your point.
This is a little harder to depart, so listen carefully. With reference to the personnel and search committees, committee procedures, outreach solicitation lists, statistics on solicitation responses, questionnaires to candidates, and criteria for candidate evaluation shall be discussed and developed in public session, and all such meetings shall be publicly noticed consistent with LSC noticing requirements. So what's going on here, that's the motion, what's going on here is that a lot of things are occurring in secret meetings that don't need to be secret. And the issue is which of those things can be brought out so the public can participate. That's what's going on. So let me read it again here, because the first phrase is to reference the personnel and search committees, which can deal with secret stuff. Their committee procedures, how they do their stuff, their outreach solicitation list in terms of where do we advertise for candidates for general manager, for example. Statistics on the solicitation responses. Do we get a lot of information from the LA Times or the New York Times or, you know, the local barbershop, whatever. Questionnaires to candidates. What do we ask them and why? criteria for candidate evaluation, what's important. Shall be discussed, all these things should be discussed and developed in public session, but not the interviews, just these criteria, the general principles, how you do it, the how, but not the if. Shall all be discussed in public sessions, and all these meetings should be publicly noticed, consistent with LSP notice and requirements. So with that in mind, if there are any questions about that, I'll read the thing here. I'll just read it one more time. With reference to the personnel and search committees, their committee procedures, outreach solicitation lists, their statistics on solicitation responses, their questionnaires to candidates, and criteria for candidate evaluation shall be discussed and developed in public session, and all such meetings shall be publicly noticed, consistent with LSP notice and requirements.
Okay, you get it. I'd like to make an amendment. Just say from this point forward.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. I don't want to. I think it would be burdensome to implement it because right now we have a program director, search committee in process, and I wouldn't want to go backwards to do this like fully supported. But I just want to make sure it's not retroactive because it'll stall and it'll. Yeah. And have an effect of hanging us up.
Actually, it should start immediately because, in point of fact,
so you want to make it retroactive?
No, I want to make it effective tonight.
Ongoing
for the existing program director.
Absolutely, I do.
Right. So I'm saying no. I want to. Well, that's my amendment. So
okay.
I'd like to vote on it.
Oh, okay.
For future searches.
And the reason for that is that while there are some ongoing things. With regard to the criteria, for example, for an existing search committee, the idea is to open up and to take public input for those criteria.
So I really don't understand, but he offers a motion. So yes, an amendment is a motion, essentially. He's moving to amend the committee's motion. That would require a second. Is there a second for Ken?
I second it.
Okay. So.
In all honesty, I have some problems with the motion, having been the co-chair of two general manager search committees over the last 4 years and participating in the program director search committee this year. I have no problem with certain aspects of it. Statistics on solicitation responses, to me, is this many people applied for the job, this is how many people we, interviewed, this is the final pool. I got 13 from the LA Times and 6 from Monster. This is burdensome. As someone who's put in literally hundreds of hours on these search committees and has read hundreds of radio resumes by now, you have to go back and do for free as a volunteer statistical data collection on which were the most appropriate sites. We've gathered some of that data over time. These things are useful, but not necessary. I do not find this necessarily something helpful to be discussed with the public. Questionnaires to candidates. They involve legal potentialities. There are discussions that go on between search committees at the various radio stations where you may disagree with some of the questions at one station and change them for your station. I feel this is, I don't feel it's appropriate for this to be developed in public discussion. This is a hiring committee. We are an organization that gets sued over employment practices. This is not just a. I will stop. But as someone who's put in hundreds and hundreds of hours on these committees, I think some of this, it is fine to report out the results of the new things, and it's perfectly acceptable to go into closed session with the board to discuss in greater detail. But I'm opposed to this.
Okay,
fine.
So, the motion under consideration is Mr. Aaron's motion to amend the proposal from the governing committee. Anybody want to speak to that?
Well, a permanent manager or a permanent program director is, there's no time limit. They're not a contract worker. And so that concerns me that you would want to do this for the future as opposed to something that's going on right now. So I oppose this amendment.
First of all, Brenda, you were on the committee, you've never shown up, so your concern is really underwhelming. you know, I'm not even sure how I feel about it going forward for the next search committee, but I absolutely do not want to go back and repeat what we've already done.
Wouldn't have to be.
Yes, we do. If we're going to like deal with questionnaires and, you know, statistical stuff about our ads, let's do it and sum up, you know, about we won't even really know what our... where the majority of our candidates come to from until the end. I mean, that's, you know, that's not even information available to us. At any rate, I do not want to go back and repeat one part of this. I want to move forward and get this over with as soon as possible. So I object to having to repeat any part of this on this search.
There were three hands up, so the person who hasn't spoken at all yet has a question. I think it's Mr. Ray.
I'm kind of torn a little bit between our 10th Amendment and the motion, because I believe that there needs to be some transparency, and it's been always been tradition of the local station board to sort of report out, and also, you know, even have a public town hall when the last three candidates were selected or something like that. This way, there could be some questions. So I in that respect, I can't support this motion.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Amendment.
We have about 2 minutes left.
Okay, I'll make it short.
John had
an
agenda.
Yeah.
And then
the motion is written, doesn't say go back and start from scratch from all the beginning things about the outreach solicitation. It simply means that it goes into effect right away, which means that the stuff that's ongoing, advertisements are done. You know, resumes are collected. We can extend, but right now it just goes for the prospective stuff, the stuff that's going forward. Questionnaires for candidates are being developed. The candidates, criteria selection, are being developed. The idea is to take input to that and to take over, and not to go back and repeat it a moment's work, but only to go forward.
So I'm going to go on this just a moment to some sort of information. I did communicate with Ali Lexa because he wasn't coming tonight and was planning to have a meeting of the TV search committee tomorrow. I said this might be affected by this motion. He said if the motion passes, and Martin and Peter will go ahead on the question of narrowing the candidate field, and the question of crafting the questions would be at a different meeting. And so he seems to be willing to adjust going forward. So
Chair, I'd like to call the question.
I just want to say
a
point of information.
Just
call
the
question.
We're
going to have a meeting tomorrow. Yeah, but I'm just saying that he identified a way to go forward in concert with his motion.
Thank you. Since I'm speaking of the amendment, I feel that it is inappropriate to discuss these types of personnel matters in public session and to develop them. The questions for candidates are developed in conjunction with HR consultations. These are jobs. This is an employment situation. You can get sued for what goes on during the employment process. Suggesting candidates to publish hearings who may or may not be in fact hired can subject you to litigation because those people are put out in public forum under job consideration. This is not done anywhere else in any other employment environment, and frankly, I don't see it happening here either if we plan on not being sued. This is an employment process, and what we do has to be done in conjunction with HR. Discussion within the context of the board in closed session about all these things is totally appropriate. That is not the same as having public discussion on how to go forward when in a hiring process. So I object to it on all grounds.
I just want to point out that whatever we're doing is not to be secretive, but it's to be protective. It's simply to have a history of leaking personnel issues onto the internet and really hurting people, and that is what we are taking precautions to prevent, not to be sneaky for sneaky's sake, but just to protect the organization and the individual concerned.
All right, we're
okay,
we're at time, so
right now the matter on the floor is the motion to amend to say that it doesn't apply to the current program director search committee. All in favor of that motion? All opposed? So that amendment is continued.
Wait, you don't get to vote, Michael.
Yes, you can vote.
Anytime you want.
Thank you.
I want to speak to the motion.
So, don't do it.
The amendment failed, right?
Yes.
Okay. The motion should be postponed because of this. It's calling for things that are unavailable. We don't know when we get a resume where it came from. The resume is emailed in.
Okay,
we can't tell.
Is this a motion to postpone?
No, I'm speaking to the motion, but yes, I make a motion to postpone rather than discuss it, because we don't have time to argue it, and there's many issues coming up on this. The point, and I just want to say this, I want to just take a minute. We're here, and I sat through everybody else talking. Process and transparency is fantastic, but not when it is damaging to the institution. To say that we have had an interim program director for 2 years, and if we can't get a program search committee and the LSP to function to come up with candidates that the general manager can select from, is pointless. I don't care how pristine and pure you think the process is, it's pointless if it can't be implemented. You're making a requirement that's too stiff for this organization to apply. We are not the Congress of the U.S. We don't have unlimited resources. We have a committee to go through and try to select a pool of candidates for the general manager to pick. We're not here to achieve some idealistic, process. I make a motion to postpone addressing this motion.
Second.
Did you vote?
I didn't vote.
No, he's saving that.
You have to make a decision when you get
a
vote.
Sure.
It's
tied,
right?
Okay,
it doesn't have to
vote.
Well,
tied
fail.
Tied
fail.
Tied
fail.
So, unless I make the tie. Well, I could vote to postpone, and then it was postponed. But if I vote against postponing, it's the same as not voting.
Correct.
Yeah. Voting.
Yeah.
We're out of time, anyway.
So, yes.
Move to extend.
I called him Jerry.
Well, I was there.
Folks, point of order. When one is out of town, one vote at a time. One votes on the motion on the floor. No one needs to adjourn or extend. That's the next order of business. The postponement failed. The motion is on the floor. Yada, yada. It gets voted on.
Right.
All
right.
Now, that was the postponement. So now the main motion. We're out of time. It's on. It's
The
question is called by virtue of the fact that
we're all
in favor of the motion as originally made from the governance committee. One, two, three, four, five, six. We're in the original motion to have the non-confidential
Thank you.